Sechta Sanhedrin, Daf Hey, the last line on Daf Dalam and Beis, and let's recall that on Daf Gimel and Aleph, Rav Acha Breda of Ika taught us that midiraisa there is no requirement to have three dianim b'negei dinim of hoidoyis v'avoyis, and the only reason why there's a requirement to have three dianim who could be hadyotis is only a din rabbanon. The rabbanon were concerned that if we allow one hedyot to actually perform a din taira, then potentially that hedyot would be completely unlearned and could be from yesh v'kana. As we already learned, as we will see, Rashi learns that the brisa that we're about to learn is going lafi the shita of Acha Breda of Ika, and the Gemara begins. Tana Rabbanon, we learned the brisa dinim mamnis b'shloisha, that although we stated midrabbanon dinim mamnis referring to a deis our voice require at least three hadyotes. We continue on daf heyom and aleph. However, v'mhoyam mumchal rabim donafil liyuchidi, that even though the Rabbanon made a takana, you shouldn't use one dayin. However, if that dayin is a mumchal rabim, then he could even judge. This was not included in Takanah Rabbanan, and L'chayr, the din of Shmuel that stated that Shnayim Shedonu Dineim Din El Shnikru Bezdin Chatzuf would not apply in this case, since he's Yomuchel Rabbim, and Ayin and Rashi at the top of the Amid, Don Afil B'yachid, Dichsiv, B'tzedek Tishpar Amasecha, V'kasava Inkan Yer Pashas, and this Brisa doesn't learn the din of Avodois Favois from Gzeilus V'chavolois, and therefore there's no requirement for three Dianim, and Midraisa, even one Hedyet, could actually paskin Dinim Mam. However, l'maisa midrabbanon they said generally we need three. However, once someone is a mumchel rabim, then even l'chatchila he could judge b'yichidi. The Gemara continues. Rav Nachman states, "Kagoyin ano don dina mamis b'yichidi. I am considered a mumchel rabim, and therefore I could judge dina mamis even b'yichidi." Certainly, we know that Rav Nachman was a mumchel rabim, as we know in the Kloli Apsak that we pass like Rav Nachman b'dini, as we learned at the end of Masechtas Bava Basra. V'chein Rav Chiya kagoyin ano don. And Rabbi Chiya also stated that someone similar to myself, I could judge Dina Mamis, even Biyachidi, and even alone. The Gemara asks, we had the following Shaila, the Gemara of the Savannah of the Kitna Rishusa, that do we say that when Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Chiya stated that they could pass in Dina Mamis Biyachidi, it's because they were Gama and Savar, and they also received Rishus, but if they wouldn't receive Rishus, then their judgment would not be a proper judgment. Or do we say that Afal Gav, the that even if they didn't receive Rishus, but the Mai said a Gomer Vesavir, then the din is considered a valid din. Rashi explains Gemirna Vesavina, the Gemirna Shvuas Vedinim Rabbeisai, that I learned Shmuas and Dinim from Rabbeim, Vesavina Yodani Lahoisiv Liyashav Taim Midaiti, that I know how to increase and understand things from the things that I learned from my Rabbeim, Venakit Rishusa Mereish Gulusa, Daini Din Mamas Bechidi, then they would be allowed to judge Dinim Mamas Bechidi. However, if they didn't receive Rishus from the Reish Galusa, then the Gemara stated that potentially we would say Dini Labdina, and as Rashi states, Bahadina Lagamri, and therefore the Psak would not be Makubal at all. Rashi Masechtas Harya states the Gemirna Visavinar, Gomer Lomid Hadova, Visava, Mavin Dova, Mitoich Dova. Rashi Masechtas Gitan teaches us from the Kitna Rishusa, Rab Nachman Dayin Hoya, Rab Nachman was a Dayim, and Munim a P. Reish Galusa, Vichasin the Benasia, and he was also the son in law by the Nasi. The Gemara continues, Tashmal, bring a Raya, the Mazutra Breda of Nachman, Dondina Vatar, the Mazutra, the son of Rav Nachman, he actually did not receive Rishus from the Reish Glusa. Lemaisa, he paskin a din Torah, and he did so b'yichidi, and he made a mistake. And also Kamed Rav Yosef, and they came in front of Rav Yosef, and they asked him what the din would be. And Amalein, Rav Yosef responded, Im Kablucha Alayu Leite Shalim, that if they were Makabal, that they want you to paskin for them, and it doesn't make a difference if you make a mistake or not. And as Rashi states, I Kablucha Alayu Legamri Leilich Achrecha, Im Din im latois the loyit berucha then loyit shalom that you don't have to pay or v'loy that if they were mekabel that you should actually be able to give a psak and it doesn't make a difference if you would make a mistake that they're still mekabel your psak as Rashi states im lekiblu to sechaleim as they told you dain talon din tayra that we want you to judge for us a din tayra zil shalom then you have to pay them umiyum hadadin aloy but the ma'ase even though they said judge for us din tayra the judgment still stands and is not void and as Rashi states Alma Gam Vesavir, that as long as someone's Gam Vesavir, he lay Naka Rishusei Dine Din, Vele Mahada, and even if he's not Naka Rishusei, his judgment is still a judgment, and it's not considered void. And as the Gemara ends off, Shma Minah, he lay Naka Rishusa Dine Dina, Shma Minah. Before we continue, let's see Rabbeinu Chananel, who explains that when Rabbi Nachman states Kagoyin Ana, and Rabbi Chiya stated Kagoyin Ana, it refers to any Chacham Gadol, Chosha Bedeira, Ki Rabbi Nachman Uchiyetzabai, but it's not someone that has to be on the level of Rabbi Nachman or Rabbi Chiya, but it has to be the gadol of that dar. Rishonim explain a mumch l'rabim is not only someone that's gemirna v'sevirna, but they also have to be someone that's already accepted by the rabim, and the rabim is already bringing their problems to. Ayin in taisis divam masach mumch l'rabim afagav d'chay mumch l'rabim haynu gemirna v'sevirna kidem masach. That even though that when our gemara speaks about a mumch l'rabim, it's referring to those that are gemirna v'sevirna. However, in other places in Shas, and for example on daf chaf gimel amud aleph, where the gemara will speak about a bezin that's mumch l'rabim, is not referring to mamish mumch l'rabim. That gemara is referring to three people, and once you have a bezin of three people, then we call them a bezin that's a mumch l'rabim. And as Taisus says, v'kivin shem gimel afilu b'stam b'dei other mumch l'rabim avo yochid l'chosha mumch l'rabim ad the gemara v'sover. And the Miri points out yeshem dafka k'shesham u'lo yabayim, that the only time someone could be considered a mumch l'rabim is only if they're already 40. However, in a kain shere kol yom shel rabba loy hoy l'arbaim shana, as rabba only lived till 40, v'yoshem mehem esrim shnayim b'roish, and he was yoshiva for 22 years. V'chein rabba lozim ben azayah nisman anasi ben shmoyin esrei shana ayin sham. And also ayin entices four lines from where the lines get wider in diba maskel kagoyin ando don di namaz b'yichidi, that he asked from the mishnah mesechtas avos that states al tehi don yichidi shel in don yichidi ela echad hakadosh baruch hu. And Taisus states eitz teiva kamashbron shelo yitah, that the mishnah mesechtas avos is teaching us eitz teiva, so a person shouldn't make a mistake. As certainly once he has someone else that judging with him, then he'll be able to understand things better. That I could judge, but surely they wouldn't go against this mishnah mesechtas avos, and they wouldn't actually judge. Rav Nachman Rav Chia was so ragel bedinim, therefore they weren't concerned of making a mistake, and the mishnah in avos did not pertain to them. And finally, we explained the abraisa like Rashi that v'mhoi mumch l'rabim don afilu yichidi, and this is based on a din deraisa. However, Ayin Tesis at the top of the Amid, who asked multiple questions in Rashi, and his first question is the kashin kain tikshu lehach brais l'ravo da amma shnayim shadonu inti neim din l'divrakol, that we saw the ravo stated on that beis and beis that everyone agrees that two people that judge, that judgment is not a judgment. And l'chayu, if we learn like Rashi, then we see a brisa that's mefurish, not like ravo, as this brisa is certainly going like Rav Acher b'Rei Ravika, as we explained. Because of this, as well as other questions, so Taisus explains l'kach nirli that our brisa is going afilu man deboy gimel mumchim midraisa, that even according to those man deboy to hold that midraisa is a requirement to have gimel mumchim, and it's only takan rabbanon that we allow three dayanim that are not mumchim to pass in dinim amnis shalay tinol delos b'nei lavin. Even so, our brisa teaches us that the takan rabbanon he the yachim mumchim rabbim don afilu yichidi ayin sham. Our gemara continues amar rav that rav stated hay man deboy l'midin dina v'itah miboy l'miftar, that if someone wants to judge a judgment and if he makes a mistake, he wants to be potter lishka rishus from the reish glusa, he should be certain to receive rishus from the reish glusa, and then even if he makes a mistake, he will be potter v'chein amashmuel lishka rishus from the reish glusa. As Rashi states, lishka rishus the kivin the rishus nachas, that since you had a right to go and judge loy mishalim, you are not going to be responsible to make any payments. And as the Nukhi Yisa states, the kivin the rishus nachas loy mishalim v'afilu tov b'shik ladas, the Gemara just mentioned the concept of receiving rishus from the reish glusa. Let's keep in mind that this doesn't refer to receiving smicha, and just referring to having rishus to paskin. And the Gemara continues, pshita mehacha lahacha o mehasam lahasam o mehacha lahasam mehani the hacha shevet vahasam mechaykek, that certainly it's pasha to us that if someone receives rishus from the reish glusa in Bavel to paskin in Bavel, and he wants to paskin in other places in Bavel, then certainly he could paskin. And similarly, if someone receives rishus from the nasi in Eretz Yisrael to paskin, and he wants to paskin in Eretz Yisrael, then he could paskin anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. And similarly, if someone receives a shus in Bavel from the Reish Glusa, and he now wants to go to Eretz Yisrael and paskin, then he would also have a right to paskin in Eretz Yisrael. And the reason is, as regarding the Reish Glusa, the pasuk calls him a shevet, and as Rashi says, lashon srara, it's a lashon of power, v'yeshlan reshus lahafker, and they have koyach to be mafka something, the hefka bezen hefka. And as we learned, the bekar for hefka bezen hefka from a pasuk in Ezra of a chal shelo yavai, which is found in Mesechus Yavamais, might say the nasi in Eretz Yisrael is only called a mechaykek, which Rashi says is shorah mu'etes, is a lower daga than the shorah of reish glusa. The Gemara continues and explains, k'tanyan, as we learned to the brisa, that a pasuk in Pasuk Vayechi by Birchas Yaakov, Yaakov states le'yosu shevet miyehuda elu rashi golish in Bavel, and this is referring to the rashi golish in Bavel shuraydin Yisrael bashevet, they rule over Klal Yisrael with a staff, and they're able to hit them, and they're able to make sure that they follow the their ways. And the pasuk continues and states, and this refers to grandchildren of Hillel that teach Torah b'Rabim. As we know, Hillel HaZaken was the first of the Nesi'im in Eretz Yisrael. When Maisa the Nesi'im came from the family of Hillel, Yaakov refers to the Rosh Goliath as the Shevet, and he refers to the Nesi'im as Mechaykek. Ayin the Chedush Aran, who states, Klaim Reish Goyla who oimu b'mokin melech, v'afkeri hefka v'takanasi v'rishusai mispashetas akol Yisrael, ha'vashusanasi lo'i olam kulayai ayin sham. In Rashi and Pashvayichi states, lo'yasa shev mihuda midavid ve'elech ilu Rosh Goliath shababol, sh'reidin sa'am b'shevet, sh'amuna al-pia machas, o'mechaykim b'in raglov. This refers to Talmidim, elu nasi Eretz Yisrael, ayin sham. Ayin enticed the maskal the hachas shevet v'hasa mechaykik, that although it seems from our Gemara that the Reish Galusa is in a higher position and is more chashiv than the Nesi'im in Eretz Yisrael. However, Taisus brings for the Gemara Maseches Pesachim states, "Kivin that nam kafinulhu avdina kavasayu," and we see that we follow the Nesi'im and we follow the people in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, Taisus explains, "V'omer Rabbeinu Tam, the hani milum b'milsa disavaheta the bnei Eretz Yisrael chakimi tivei," that certainly bnei Gia isavaheta bnei Eretz Yisrael are smarter than bnei Bavel. That vir Eretz Yisrael machkim k'da amahacha the ikum mechaykik shemalam n'tayr b'rabim avol in yafkos mamen, but bnei Gia the dinim of afkos mamen lipata. The hefka bezin hefka adifu bnei bavod iku shevet roidin sa'am b'makal. And Taisa continues that although the Gemara seems to say that's based on these words, but v'hainu taima, and the reason why they're stronger than the Nesi'im is mishum the reish goyla mizucharim, that the reish goyla came from the males of shevet Yehuda v'nasi shveritzom in the kevays k'da'am b'yishalmi ayin sham. And our Gemara now continues mehasam lahachamai. What happens if there's a dayan that receives rishus from the bnei Eretz Yisrael and from the nasi, and he comes to Bavel, will he have the ability to paskin, and would he be potter if he made a mistake? And Tashma will bring a raya from the following: the Rav Bachana don dino, and Rav Bachana was don yechidi b'ton. He made a mistake, and asal kamed Rav Chia, and he came to Rav Chia, and Amalei Rav Chia said to him, "Ikablucha layu leitu shalim." If they mekabel you on themselves, and they mekabel you even if you're going to make a mistake, then you don't have to pay v'loy. But if they do not mekabel zil shalim, then you have to pay. And the Gemara states, "Rav Bachana reshusav v'nokid," and as we will see in a moment, and Rav Bachana received Rishus in Eretz Yisrael. The only reason Rav Chia actually stated that he would be potter is only if they would mekabel him, but if they weren't mekabel him, then he would have to pay, even though he received Rishus in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, Zakti Mar, Shema Mino, Mehasam Lachaloi Mahani, Shema Mino, that we see clearly that even though he had Rishus in Eretz Yisrael, but since he was passing in Bavel, so if the litigants did not accept his mistakes, then he would be obligated to make them whole. Now, in Rashi, who points out that after Rabbi Bachana made a mistake, he actually went back to Eretz Yisrael, and he went in front of Rav Chia. It could be that was pashut to the Gemara that if Rav Bachana went to Son in Bavel, then certainly since he didn't have Rishus to Paskin in Bavel, certainly he would be Chayiv. However, even though he went back to Eretz Yisrael and he went to Rav Chia, Rav Chia still told him that we only had the ability to give Rishus to Paskin in Eretz Yisrael, and since you're Paskin in Bavel, therefore you're going to be Chayiv. And Rashi also points out, Shema Mino, Mehasam Lachaloi Mahani, the Rav Bachana, Rishus Avinokim, Merebi, the Nosid Eretz Yisrael, Kedamar Lakamon, Meshmaitzin, Ben Achi Yerud Lubavol Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues. V'loy Mahani is Rishus that's given in Eretz Yisrael not going to suffice if someone paskins in Bavel. V'Rav Barav Huna ki have a mincy behad the Beirish Glusa. But there was a story that Rav Barav Huna was having a fight with the family and the household of Reish Glusa. And Omer Rav Barav Huna stated, Lab Minaychu Nekitnu Rishusa Nekitnu Rishusa Ba'ab Mori Ba'ab Mori Mirav V'Rav Mirab Chia V'Rav Chia Mirabi. I am not kafuf to you because Lemaisa I didn't receive Rishus from you, and I receive Rishus from my father, Rav Huna. Father received Rishus from Rav, and Rav received Rishus from Rav Chia, and Rav Chia received Rishus from Rebbe, and of course they were all from Eretz Yisrael, and even so, Rav Bar Rav Huna used this as a taina against Reish Glusa, and L'chur, it's really not true, as certainly Rav Bar Rav Huna has to be kafuf to the Reish Glusa, as if he wouldn't receive Rishus from the Reish Glusa, then if he would paskin in Bavel, and he would make a mistake, then he would be chayiv to pay. And Gemara explains, B'milsad Almahu Da'ikamahu, that in the Chinami, taina was really not a valid taina, and he just meant it as a way to push off the Reish Glusa and to make it sound like he's really not comfortable to them, although certainly he definitely had to come on to them, as otherwise he'd be chayav to pay if he made a mistake. The Gemara continues, V'chim me'achat v'lei mahani, if Rishus that you receive in Eretz Yisrael does not help in Bavel, so Rav Bachana Rishus Adonaka Lomli, L'maisa, as we will see, Rav Bachana only received Rishus from the Bnei Eretz Yisrael only when he was about to leave Eretz Yisrael. If this Rishus would not help him in any case, so why do you want Rishus from the Nasi? And the Gemara answers, La Yoris Hayonu Malgulin, in the Chinami, Rav Bachana wanted to receive this this permission, because if he went and paskin by those cities that were next to the Gvul of Eretz Yisrael, as Rashi states, Tanim Shochis Ach Eretz Yisrael, then if he made a mistake, he would be potim l'shalim. As we already saw, the Gemara stated that Rav Bachana received Rishus from the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, and as the Gemara stated, Rav Bachana Rishus HaVinokit, and the Gemara now asks, my Rishusa, how do we know that Rav Bachana received Rishus from the Nasi? The Gemara tells us the story, Kavinochas Rav Bachana l'Bavol, when Rav Bachana was about to go to Bavol, Omer le Rav Chiya l'Rebbe, so Rav Chiya said to Rebbe, who was the Nasi, Ben Achi Yeri l'Bavol, that my nephew, the son of my brother, is going to Bavol, and Rav Chiya's brother was Chana. Rav Chiya asked Rebbe, Yoira, could my nephew Rav Bachana paskin shaylus? And he responded, Yoira, he could paskin shaylus of Issa v'Heta, Yodin. Then he asked him, could he judge Dinim Amnis? And he responded, Yodin, that he also has the koyach to judge Dinim Amnis, Yata b'chayrus. And then he asked him, could he be mata b'chayrus by paskin that is a mum? This way, this behemoth could be eaten. Rebbe paskin yater, and I'm also giving him rishus to paskin Dinim Mumin by b'chayrus. And in Rashi, Yata b'chayrus, Yira b'mumin, vim kavuahu, and if it's a mum kavua, Yati renal l'sheikhtai, to be yame di Rebbe, ain le b'chot hakono, at sheipo by mum, as already in the days of Rebbe, there was no base in Mikdash, and therefore a Bechor would not have a takana to be eaten until it receives a mum. Gemara just told us the story about Rav Bachana, who was a nephew of Bechia, and the Gemara continued with another story about Rav, who was also a nephew of Bechia, and the Gemara states, Rav Bavol, when Rav was about to go to Bavol, so once again, Rav Chia, who was his uncle, went to Rebbe, who was a Nasi, and he said to Rebbe, Ben Achisi Yerid Bavol, that the son of my sister is going to Bavol, and he asked Rebbe, Yair, could he paskin Issa v'Heta? And Rebbe stated Yair that he could paskin Issa v'Heta. And he asked him Yodin, could he paskin Dinim Amnis? Rebbe also gave permission to Rav to be Yodin to paskin Dinim Amnis. However, when Rebbe asked Rebbe, Yata b'chayris, could Rav be Mata b'chayris? And Rebbe stated Al Yater that I do not give him permission to be Mata b'chayris. Before we continue, let's point out Rebbe Chia had multiple brothers. One of his brothers' names was Chana. Therefore, Rav Bachana was his nephew, and it was his brother's son. But Lemaisa, Rebbe Chia also had a brother Ivoy, who was Rav's father, and therefore Rav was also Rav Chia's nephew, and he was his brother's son, and therefore the Gemara now is Maishna Lamad Hakari Ben Achi, that why is it that when Rav Chia refers to Rav Bachana, he calls him the son of his brother, or Maishna Lamad Hakari Ben Achisi, and why is it that when he speaks about Rav, he calls him the son of my sister? Lemaisa, we already learned in Mesechus Pesachim that Rav was the son of Rav Chia's brother Ivoy. The Gemara is V'chitema Hachi Avimaisa, and if you're going to tell me that is actually what is the fact, Rav Bachana was the son of Rav Chia's brother, and Rav was the son of Rav Chia's sister. Well, Lemaisa, as we just pointed out, Ma'omamar, Ivoy v'chana v'shila ma'ata v'Rav Chia, kulu b'nei Abba ba'acha kasla mikafri avo, that they were all the children of Abba ba'acha kasla. And clearly we see that Rav Chia was not only the brother of Rav's father Chana, but he was also brothers with Rav's father Ivoy. The Gemara states, two terutzim, either Rav ba'achva d'av ba'achtei, Rav Bachana ba'achva d'la ba'achtei, Abba ba'acha kasla mikafri was actually married twice. Abba ba'acha had a child Ivoy from his first marriage, and then his first wife died, and he remarried another woman, and that woman already had a daughter. Then Abba ba'acha had another child from his second wife, and that child was Rav Chia, and therefore, really, Ivoy and Rav Chia were only half-brothers. Lemaisa, Ivoy went and married his stepsister, who was the daughter of the second wife of Abba ba'acha. They had a son, Rav. Therefore, both Rav's father as well as Rav's mother, Rav Chia's half-brother and half-sister respectively. That's why when Rav Chia refers to Rav, he refers to him as the son of his sister. As Lemaisa, he was not only the son of his brother, but he was also the son of his sister. However, Rav Bachana was only the son of Rav Chia's brother and not the son of his sister. Lemaisa, according to this teretz, it's a bit shver. Why would Rav Chia specifically call Rav Ben Achisi? L'chiru is also Ben Achi, and therefore the Gemara states, V'yibayisema, if you want, I could tell you, that was all certainly based on the Gemara and Pesachim, we know that Rav was actually the son of Rav Chia's brother and the son of his sister. Lemaisa, the reason why Rav Chia introduced Rav to Rebbe as Ben Achisi is as the Gemara continues on Daf Heyam Beis, Hashem Chachmasai, is based on the great Chachma of Rav, the Chsiv, and as the Pasuk in Mishlei states, Emo L'Chachma Achisiat, as Rashi at the top of the Amid states, Hashem Chachmasai, Shai Rav Chacham B'Yisa, Kari Le Ben Achisai, Ayin Rashi, Mesechtes Kedushin on Daf Lamna and Beis, that states, Emo L'Chachma Achisiat, Shad Hei Baki Ba, Ka Achisicha, Shasur L'Cha, Ayin Shom. Before we continue, let us see the bottom two Taisis on Daf Heyam Beis, as Taisis states that we're is Rav Bachana and not Rav Baba Chana, because im Kain hoye ben benoy shel Chana v'hachmashbo de ben ochav shor b'chiyo haya v'chana ochav shor b'chiyo haya kol kamon av Rav Baba Chana de b'kulei hashas hoye b'meir Rabbi Yechron u'ben benoy shel Chana, and he was the grandson of Chana l'hachi kama babar v'yesh mefoshim the shem ovid bar Chana. And some explain that Rabba's father's name was Bar Chana, and that's why we say it, Rabba Bar Bar Chana. V'lo yitachin k'nam ba'meches hasvino kol Bar Chana sichso ayin shom. Ayin the bottom thesis that points out nekin reshusu me'ab mori v'ab mori merav, and l'chiro Rav Bar Puna's father Rav Puna was not a nasi, and Rav wasn't a nasi either, and therefore how could it be that they were giving reshus? Thesis explains v'ab mori not to reshus merav the mishiyesh lo reshus yachliti reshus k'inyan shemetzin l'inyan dinin klasis the mishu samach yachlismaych yav le reshusa l'meidin dinin klasis. And ayin thesis who points out the afal pishut v'chabchia lito reshus merabi the l'chiro wide rabchia have to go directly to Rabbi. If Rabbi Chiyo already received rishus from Rabbi, therefore he should have been able to give rishus directly to Rav Bachana as well as to Rav. And Zok Rashbam Shem Beiru Shel Rabbi Haya, that maybe Rabbi was in that town. Uveiru Loya Rishaya Adam lead to rishus El Rabbi, and therefore no one else was able to give rishus. Avol Ein Sarar Leima De Rav Bar Huna Haya Bimei Rabbi Ayin Shem. The Gemara continued that we saw that Rabbi Chiyo asked Rabbi for rishus for Rav Bachana to be matar b'chayres, so Rabbi allowed him to be matar b'chayres. However, when Rabbi Chiyo asked Rabbi for Rishus for Rav to be Matar B'chayris, Rabbi responded, Al Yatir, that I'm not giving him Rishus. Our Gemara now continues, Yatir B'chayris, Al Yatir, that Lemaisa Legabi Rav, Rabbi did not allow him to go and be Matar B'chayris. And the Gemara asked, My Taima, what is the reason? As Elaim Mishum Lechachim, if you're going to say it's because Rav wasn't such a Chacham, Hakarmina de Chacham Tuva, certainly we know that Rav was a great Talmud Chacham. And number two, based on the second Teretz of the Gemara, Chiyah actually called him Ben Achaisi, based on Rav's great Chachma. And we see that Rav was actually more of a Chacham than Rav Bachana, as Lemaisa he called Rav Bachana the son of my brother. And the Gemara states, El Mishum de Rabbi Kiyah B'Mumi, and if you will explain that although Rav was a great Chacham, but Lemaisa he didn't necessarily know the Metzias of Mumin, and he wasn't a Baki in Mumin, Rav, but Rav himself stated, Shemayna Asa Chadashim, Gadalti Eitzel Raya Behemo, Lei De'ezim Mum Kavua, Ve'ezim Mum Oiva, that for 18 months I acted as an apprentice by a shepherd in order to learn what is considered a Mum Kavua and was considered a Mum Oivar. And as the Aruch HaMeir points out, that Rav used Lashon Gedalti, and therefore we see that he was very young at that time, and certainly this was prior to him leaving Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it can't be that that's the reason that Rebbe didn't give permission to be Matar B'chayris. And the Gemara states, Alach L'Kaykhover L'Rav Bachano, that the reason why Rebbe didn't want to give permission to Rav is because he wanted Rav Bachano to receive more covered. And as we stated, that Rav Bachano was not on the same level as Rav was a greater Chacham, and the Gemara answers the secretaries Mishum HaGufei, that the reason why Rabbi didn't give him permission is Gufa, because he was such a great Baki, the Rabbi Kiba Mumi Tvei Vishari Mumi Dele Yadi Inchi, and he would be Matan Mumin that others would not realize are really a Mum Kavua. Because Rav was such a great expert, he would realize that they're Mum Kavua. And when there would be similar cases, the Amri, and people will say Ki Hagav Nishari Rav, that Rav was Matan in this specific case, Vasala Mishri Mumayva, and meanwhile that Mum will be a little different, and therefore it really was a Mum, and they'll come to Matar B'char even though it was only a Mamayver. The Gemara continues that when Rav Chiyah was trying to get permission for Rav Bachan and Rav, he stated to Rav, Yoyra, could it paskin Isavaheta? And Rabbi responded, Yoyra, that it could paskin Isavaheta. And the Gemara asks, Igamar Rishusalamali Lamishkal, the Lachir, if they knew how to learn and they understood how to paskin, then why would they need Rishus? As Lamaisa, we can understand why you need Rishus, Benegay Dina Mamnis, as that would patter you if you make a mistake, but Benegay Isavaheta, Lachir, there should be no reason to receive rishus. And the Gemara answers Mishum Maisa Shoya, that the reason why you need rishus to paskin isavata is based on the following Maisa. The Tanya, as we learned to the Brisa, Pamachas Halach Rebbe L'makom Echad, that Rebbe once went to a certain space, V'ra B'nei Adam Shemagavim Siseim B'tumah, and he saw people that were makbid and were generally careful, even itachulim b'taira, and even so they were kneading their doughs in bowls that were tamei and omer lahem. So Rebbe said to them, V'nei Imatam Megavim Siseichem B'tumah, why is it that you're kneading your dough in a kneading trough that is tamei and amuloi? And they said to him, Talmud Echa Bolakan, that it was a Talmud that came here, Vahayulano, and he paskened for us, May Bitsoyim, E Machshirim, water that comes from a swamp is not Machshir Lakabal Tumor. And as we know, in order for something to become Huchshir Lakabal Tumor, it has to come into contact with one of the Zayim Mashkin of Yad Shachadam. And Lemaisa, this Talmud taught us that any water that comes from a swamp is not Machshir anything Lakabal Tumor. Tumah, and therefore our dough is not becoming Tumah. Certainly this halacha is wrong, as certainly it would be Machshir L'Kabal Tumah, who may Beitzim Darish Lahu, and really this Talmud stated that if you would use egg batter, then that would not be Machshir something L'Kabal Tumah, as certainly eggs are not one of the Zayim Mashkin. Well, the Maisa of this Talmud did not speak very carefully and very clearly, and they thought that he said, and they thought that he actually paskin that water that comes from a swamp will not cause something to become hukshul kabal tuma. And ayin Rashi may beitzim halosh isa bebeim shel tanagodos v'avos, that if you knead your dough the liquid of chicken or goose eggs. And the Gemara at this point is still bothered that lemaisa, since at this point there was no takhona that you had to have permission to paskin, so lemaisa we have a klal that a takhola would not come through a tam chacham. So how could it be that they would actually listen to him? They would knead their dough with may beitzim, and they wouldn't realize that that was usher. The Gemara explains that the people of this town actually made their own mistake, as they weren't completely amratzim v'toh nami b'har, and they made the following mistake as well, as the Mishnah Masechtas Parah states, mei kamayin umei fega psulim p'nei shehim mei b'tzoyim. As we know, if someone becomes tameis, then in order to become tar, they have to receive hazar from the mayim chayim of the parah aduma. And the Mishnah teaches us that when mixing the ashes of the parah aduma together with water, you can use mayim that came from the kamayin or from Mefega, and those are two rivers. And the Mishnah tells us because it's made Bitsoyim and they're swampy waters. The Inu Savar and the people of this town thought, Middle Chatos Psili, that since this water is possible for Mechatos, Achshuri Neimaloi Machshri, so it's not considered one of the Zayamashkin, and therefore it won't be Machshul Kabal Tumah either. And the Gemara responds, Velohi, and this is also not true, as Hustle in Chatos being in Mayim Chayim, as over there, Benegate Mechatos, there's a requirement to have Mayim Chayim, and this is not considered Mayim Chayim, as we will see from Taisis. However, Hocho b'negeir be machshel kabal tuma achshurei kol duhu machshuri, anything that is considered mayim will be able to machshir something l'kabal tuma, because Rebbe saw that some talmidim that were going out and passing did not actually speak clearly and they weren't able to explain themselves well. Therefore, the Gemara tells us tana ba'isa shogazru, that at that time they made exera talmud al yoyra elim kein neitul rishus mirabai, that a talmud cannot paskin unless he receives rishus from his Rebbe. And at the time that he goes to the Rebbe to receive Rishus, the Rebbe will determine if this Talmud has the ability to speak clearly and that people that he will paskin for will understand his psukim. Before we continue, let's see the top three Taisis on Amid. As Taisis points out, Igamer Lomali Rishus Lamishkal, and Taisis is bothered that L'chayr, even when you paskin Dine Issa V'Heta, it's possible that someone will make a mistake and ask us something and will cause a personal loss, and therefore you need Rishus, and once you get Rishus, you won't have to pay. And as Taisis states, Hadalai Mishani Li'inli Potter, the perek achadim ramis muach shetzarch rishus lipata beisav hetta, and Taisus states mishum the ili pata greda leyetzarch lemishka rishus betati by rois vidin the bechab mina asagi the har beklal kaldab mishum eschayv l'shalim. And Taisus mechadish that once there's a person that receives rishus to paskin ben a gay one din, and since they're pata ben l'shalim in that situation, therefore they even be pata ben l'shalim even if they paskin ben a gay dini isav hetta. Taisus continues in dibur maskov inu savam mei betzayim teima hechtaru ben Beitzim lebetzayim. How is it possible that the people in the town made a mistake between the word Beitzim and the word betzayim? And Taisus explains that in a chenami, this Talmud did not say betzayim, and he used the lashon of batzim, which also refers to a swamp. Therefore, it was possible that the people of this town made a mistake between the word batzim and the word Beitzim. And finally, Ayin Taisus in the Rebbe Maskel Psulim Mechatos, that the Gemara brought the Mishnah Masechtas Parah that states Mei Karmayin Mei Paiga Psulim Plei Shehim Mei Betzayim. And Taisus is Bim Taima that we learned in Meichas Esfino that Shehim Naharis, that these are rivers, the Dashin of Al Naharis Echarnel, Eil Dal Naharis, Yadin Yamech, Kamoyin Upega, why would a river be possible in Mechatas? And Rabbeinu Tam explains that although certainly they are rivers, the mice of the water in these rivers were not clear, and there was a lot of dirt that was mixed up with the water, and therefore it was possible in Mechatas, Dabe Chatzitza, Be Mayim Le Kalim, as that would be a Chatzitza between the water and the Kalim, Vixiv, and as the Pasuk states, Mayim Chayim El Kali, and there can't be a Chatzitza, and Ayin Rashi, Diwa Maskal, and in the last six words of Rashi bavons the entire Taisvis. And our Gemara continues, Tanchum Breder Rabami Ikla L'Chatar, the Tanchum, the son of Rabami, went to a place called Chatar, Darsh Luhuni Dash of them, Mutta Lutta Chitin Bapesach, and on Pesach it's Mutta to soak wheat in water, as Rashi says, Lishreis Ma'apa Mayim Velikachim Machteshes, and then to chop them, Velikachim Lachimuts Hoyle Velikachim Yad, and since you're going to grind them right away, therefore you don't have to worry about chametz. And Amuloi and the people in the town said to him, Lavra money to them in Tzur Ikachi, the Lemaisa Rav Moni from Tzur is in our town. V'tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Talmud al Yoy Halacha B'makom Rabbi, that a Talmud cannot paskin Halacha in a place where his Rebbe is, Elam Kein Ha'irachim Menu Shalosh Pasois, unless he's at least 3 Pasa away from his Rebbe, Keneg Machni Yisrael, which is Keneg the share of Machni Yisrael in the Midbar. As Rashi points out, that in the Midbar, anyone that needed anything would go to Moshe, Dechsiv Ha'yikom Mavakash Hashem, and even though the entire Machni Yisrael from one end to the other was 3 Pasa, and therefore if someone was at one side of the Machna, he would have to travel 3 Pasa to Moshe at the time that he wasn't in Machna Levia, and he wasn't in the center of the Machna, and he placed his tent outside the Machna. And even so, they went to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Rashi is bothered that when Moshe placed his tent outside the Machna, he actually placed it 1 mil away from the Machna. Therefore, we see that you really have to go to your Rebbe if he's within 3 Pasa and 1 mil. However, Zok Rashi, Ravusa the Moshe Shani, that certainly Moshe was on a greater level, therefore they had to walk 13 mil to Moshe. And Rashi continues that Machni Yisrael Gimel Pasois, and we know that Machni Yisrael was Gimel Pasa, the Chsiv, as the Pasuk states, V'yachnu al Yadim, Beis Yishimus ad Evel Hashitim, V'am Rabbi Bachana, L'di Chazli, Ahu Asra, V'avet Tlasa Pasi, which is the Gemara Mesechus Erevin and Mesechus Yuma. And the Gemara states that Amal Lahu, that Tamchum, Breder Rab Ami, responded to the people, that Labadatoi, that I didn't realize that Rabbani de Mansur was in this town, and certainly if I would have known that he was here, that I wouldn't have paskined. And keep in mind that the Mefarshim explained that this din is different than the din that we had previously, as this din was a halacha that was stated even at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. The pashas, even if someone has rishus, then now a paskin if their Rebbe is within 3 pasa. However, the previous Gemara is teaching us that even if you're going to paskin and your Rebbe is not within 3 pasa, then you have to receive permission in order to paskin. Ma'aseh the Ran brings this down for Rabbeinu David, and he brings down Mashu Asum Natera Afilu Mitzilus Rishus Asa Bektsas Raivlezem My Damrina Begmara Lavra Money to Mitzur Ikahacha Beilu Hayamuta Mitzilus Rishus Hayilahem Leima Sheminatu Rishus, that maybe he already received Rishus Lo Yahayilahem Livik Beharasai. However, the Ran states that this is not a raya. The Ikalame Mashem Yadu Shlei Natu Rishus Mira Money, that they actually knew they didn't receive Rishus from our money. Avloima Imelcha the Minatu Muta the time in the Milsa, the reason why we Muta if you receive Rishus the Kiyun and Mishum Yikardu Rabbihu, as since it's based on being Mechabed your Rebbe, Matzi Machol, so therefore your Rebbe could be Machol, the Kai Malon, Rav Shem Machol Kvaydoi, Kvayda Machol. We will continue with the Gemara, and let's keep in mind that it will be a bit Tzarech Bira as to what Shaychus, the next Gemara, has with a previous Gemara. Once we finish with this Gemara, we will see the Rashbam as well as Taisvis. The Gemara tells us, Rav Chia Chazalahu Gavra, Davakoyu Beis HaKvaris, Rav Chia saw a person that was standing in Beis HaKvaris, and Amalei, and he said to him, La Benish Pleni Koyinata, that aren't you the son of this person who's a Koyin? And therefore, you have no right to be in Beis HaKvaris. And Amalei, and this person responded to Rav Chia, in while it's true that my father is a Kayin, whether Ella Avu Adahu Gavra Govayinayim Hava Nasan Ina Begusha Vechilu, the father of this man, referring to himself, was a Balgaiva, and as Rashi states, Halacha Cheinov, and therefore he went and married a Gusha, even though he was a Kayin, and therefore I'm a Chol, and that's why I could be in a Beis HaKvaris. In the Maaseh of the Pashas, we could say that since we spoke about Rav Chia on Amud Aleph, so therefore the Gemara brings another story with Rav Chia. However, Ayin Rashbam, Diba Maskel, Rav Chia Chazya, Leisparish Lon Mai Boyhacha, that has not explained to us exactly why this member is in our Gemara, Venir Be'inai, Da'as Lashminan, and it seems that the reason why the Gemara brings this story is to teach us the following, that Afakab Rav Chia Talmidud Rebbe Hava, that even though Rav Chia was the Talmud of Rebbe, over Mukaymid Rebbe Hava, and he was in a place where Rebbe was, Lecholik Lecholik Rebbe, Mulhafish Zeman Issa, however, since there was an Issa involved, therefore he paskin, and he didn't give cover to Rebbe, and he didn't go and ask Rebbe what the psak is, as the Indian of Fushim Yisura, Ein Kamaria Lachal Fnei Rabbi, Kenarminu, and Perakadar Menachri, in Mesechta Zeirvin, and the Rashbam continues and states that in the Yerushalmi we find a different Girsa, as Matsasi, Bahu of the Dahu de Koy Bebeis HaKvaris, the Legasin of Berabchia, that were not Girs Rabchia, El Rebbe Hava, that it was actually a story with Rebbe. Both of these previous stories actually happened with Rebbe, and it happened in the city of Akoy, and Akoy was a border town between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. As Rashbam states, Ushnei Dvar Malolu Ra Rebbe Ba'akoy, the May Beitzim Ein Machshirin V'Hai, V'Loi Gassin and Avi Koyu Beis HaKvaris, and we shouldn't be gurus that this person was standing in Beis HaKvaris, El Ba'akoy Shabar Eretz Yisrael, V'yesh Bar Eretz Amim, he was standing in Akoy, that some parts are part of Eretz Yisrael, and some parts are part of Chutz Laretz. In the first story, Ra Yisrael Ha'im Nim Begvul Eretz Yisrael, Shay Megavim Sisayim V'tumah, V'tumah Atche Amalei Talmud Echa Balakan, then Rebbe saw the second story, V'chaz of Ra Yisrael Koyin Ha'im Be'ktzei Ha'ir, Shechutz L'Gvul Eretz Yisrael, and he saw that this Koyin was standing in the area that was Chutz Laretz, and Amalei who explains the first story a bit better, and he explains that the reason why he was tama is because he knew that people in Eretz Yisrael were makbid to eat echulin b'tayra. And the Gemara continues, pshita l'palga haka amadim hani, that we previously stated that even if someone receives a shus not to be a full-fledged dayan, and for example, like we saw in the story with Rav, that Rebbe gave him a shus to be yodin as well as to be yera, but he didn't give him a shus to paskin hachas b'chayris and to paskin mumin by b'chayris, and even so, was still a valid rishus. However, the Gemara is al tnai mai. What would be if a Rebbe gives rishus to paskin al tnai, and he says, "I'm giving you a limited time frame to paskin." And for example, he says, "I'm giving you rishus to paskin for 1 or 2 years." And the Gemara states, "Tashma, I'll bring you a raya. Amli Rabbi Chaim and Rabbi Shimon, hareyatu b'shusenu asher tavei etzlenu, that you have rishus to paskin until you come back to us, and we therefore see that rishus l'zman is valid." And Rashi states, "L'Rabbi Shimon, k'shahil parish mimenu v'yar l'bavol, when he left your and he left Eretz Yisrael, he went to Bavel, and he said, you have Rishus till you come back to Eretz Yisrael." And the Gemara continues, Gufa, that we learned in Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, Amma Shmuel Beis Shadonu, Dinam Din, El Shenikra Bezen Chotzov. We previously explained that Shmuel holds, like Rav Acha Breid Rav Ika, that Meduraisa Chad Nami Kasha, that Meduraisa, even one judge that's a Hedit, can paskin Dinam Amidis, can paskin Hoidois Vavois, and the only reason why we need 3 Dayonim is only because of a Takonad Rabbanon, Mishum Yoshvei Kron. Therefore, Shmuel held that since Meduraisa, even if you would have 1 dayan that's a hedit, it would suffice. So therefore, certainly, if you would have 2 dayanim, it would suffice as well. However, Lemaisa, even if you have 2 dayanim, they're still considered a bezin chotzev, as Lemaisa they're going against the takana of the Rabbanon. And our Gemara states, Yosef Rav Nachman v'kamal Oshmaitzer, and Rav Nachman said over this member of Shmuel, and Esi Rav Rav Nachman, Rav asked the following question to Rav Nachman from the Mishnah that we will see on Daf Chav Tesser Min Aleph, as the Mishnah states, that if there are 3 dayanim that sit down to paskin, and the maisa, 2 of them say that the person is innocent, and 2 say that he is guilty, and 1 says that I don't know, and he doesn't issue any psak, then you have to add on dayanim in order to make sure that you actually end off the judgment with 3 dayanim. And Rav therefore asked Rav Nachman, and if the din of Shmuel is correct, then l'chayyur this shouldn't be worse than 2 judges that sat down l'chatchila to sit in a judgment, and Shmuel stated that the Naam Din, the Psak is valid, and if so, why would the Mishnah teach us that the Yasifu HaDayonim, they have to add on an additional Dayan? Ayin Rashi, do a Maskel Yasifu HaDayonim, the Havali Command Eloi Havo, since this Dayan didn't pass in either way, so it's as if he's not there at all, and Vishtakach the Treyu Dahavi, and therefore it's as if they only had 2 Dayanim, but Nan Be'ina Meikar Tlasa, and we need at least 3 Dayanim, Dinami Gmadina Betray, Daviruba Shapidami, and then it would be valid when you had 2 Dayanim that paskin as they would be roiv. And the Gemara answers, Shani Hasan to be Kara, Dite the Tlasi Yasiva, Hachalava Dite the Tlasi Yasiva, that in Chinami there's a major chilut between the Mishnah on Daf Chav Tes and the Din of Shmuel, and the Mishnah is specifically talking about a scenario where the Bezdin got together and they did not want to be considered a Bezdin Chatzif, and they decided that they want to get together as the Bezdin of 3. Therefore, the Mishnah teaches us that since one of the Yonim said that he doesn't know, so it's Kamanda Lesa, and therefore, in order to make sure that they're not considered a bezin chotzev, so therefore we added on 1 extra dayan. However, Shmuel was talking about a scenario where the chatchila they decided to sit down as a bezin that is only 2, and they didn't care if they would be a bezin chotzev. Therefore, Shmuel stated that the name din el shnikra bezin chotzev. Ayin Duran who states shani hasan umiyakara daita tlasi yisivu klima shloi hayuraitzul ladin bebeiz el begimel bo ladin kadei shloi yehi bezin chotzev v'im kain seif adin ketichlasai shim oma echad ein yidea sheisifu adionim ayin shah. And before we continue, let us see the second to bottom Taisis on the Amid. And Taisis states, Shnayim Shadonu, Hodin Nokash Shnayim, Mishum Dafilu Shnayim, Havu Bezin Chotzev, Havu Huadin, Duchad Nami, Dine Din. And certainly, even if one would judge, it would certainly be a valid judgment according to Shmuel. And we will stop over here.